Definitely would like to hear from you. I don't care if you're a homeowner, if you rent. Hell, you can live with your parents. As long as you've lived in a place that had a roof and some walls and had some stuff go down. 317-239-1009. Also, make sure you're following us. Joe and Alex Show. That is our handle for Twitter and Instagram. You can also let us know about that. Here's what's been going down. My apartment has been falling apart, I swear to God, since me and my wife Lindsay moved in there. When did we move in? We started working in October. I think we moved in like the very beginning of September. Something like that, or right in the middle of September. So it's been going on now for 6 or 7 months that things have been happening. And here's what's been happening inside of our apartment. Just some of the things I jotted down last night. When you pull out the drawer where we have like our kitchen stuff, like our knives and our forks, that just broke off one day.
So it wasn't your brute strength?
No, it's just like it was.
Or Lindsay's brute strength?
Well, probably hers when she's mad at me. I'm hungry. But it was just the fact that it was glued on, like it's been broken before. And it's so funny because cosmetically, this place looks like, dang, this is really nice, but it's a hunk of junk. So that happened. Another thing with Lynn, I think maybe it's my wife that's doing all this. Our fridge handle broke off the other day. Just no. Pulling the fridge open and the handle's right there in our hand. It came off the front of the fridge. So that happened. Also, our like most apartments or even houses have like a deadbolt that you lock in. But when you go to a hotel or an apartment, usually they have that thing that swings over. It's like a long little loop thing, and then there's like a metal ball on the other end. So like the door can't open more than an inch or two.
Oh, yeah, with a chain on there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, ours has that. But something happened where it got jammed and the door couldn't open, so we had to come in from like another side. Like finally made it, just it wouldn't flip back to the open position, so we had to do that. Another thing too, I think our place is even. I could be wrong, but I think our apartment's level. But sometimes the doors won't close, like you can't shut them all the way, because now that it's getting warmer and it's not winter anymore, the doors are expanding.
Oh yeah, the doors like change size, and it's stuck on the top or the bottom,
and
right?
And I've been trying to do it, and like the paint's grinding away now on our master bedroom door, and our bathroom door won't shut properly, so you're sitting there just, you know, doing your thing on your squatty potty, and all of a sudden... And the door comes wide open, the dogs run in there. But that's not terrible. The one thing that really got me mad, and I was pissed at my wife, Lindsay. I blame this on her. We came home one night, and it had nothing to do with her, but I'm like, did she leave the freaking shower running? Like, was she in that much of a hurry to go do something? I come in, MYK, into our master bedroom. And I hear just like a waterfall, just like water pouring down. Like, I'm like, she must have left it on. The exhaust fan, which sucks all the hot air so it doesn't get mold everywhere inside your bathroom, was just having a waterfall come down from the apartment unit above us. Just water dripping everywhere. It was coming into the carpet in our master bedroom. Like, are you kidding me? Dude.
And I bet you they're going to take it out of your security deposit, right? Like it's your fault or something.
Well, then they come in there. They're like, well, we'll get there in a couple hours. I'm like, bro. My apartment looks like I put in like a waterworks display like up top. Like there's like I could have a pool here. Give me some like an inch or two of water, like some waders or something. And the final thing that happened last night, which made me realize like I am definitely gonna be moving to a new place as soon as possible. Because we're done, I think, in August or so with our lease. Last night, our hot water heater just went out and started leaking water everywhere. It's like somebody shot a hole in the bottom of it and water starts coming out. It was going outside. It looks like we have like water piled up like it rained outside of our apartment, but it's not it. It's just the fact that this water's leaking everywhere. And I can't take it anymore, dude. And I try to explain to my wife, Lindsay, I'm like, imagine how expensive that would be if we actually had a home. And that's what I'm kind of wondering. Whether you have an apartment building or maybe you have a home, you're renting one or your own one, I want to know the following. What was your most expensive home repair? Because this stuff that happened to us, if we had to pay for it, oh my God, we'd be totally broke. I want to hear that. Also, I want to know like what went wrong. Could you imagine? Because this really happened to me where you have water gushing out of your bedroom, bathroom right there. It's coming out through the vent. I thought I was going to get electrocuted too because there's like a light up there.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't die right there. That would have been like Final Destination bathroom style. And just, you know, what broke? 317-239-1009. I'd love to hear from maintenance men and women, but I doubt you'll call in. But you can be anonymous if you want to call in and tell us some of the crap you've had to fix. Oh, a toilet broke before too. That's fun. The first time I took a poop in the apartment, it overflowed.